My name is Kate Rolfsmeyer, and I'm a research analyst from Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. And today we'll be discussing the context scan that we conducted of obesity prevention efforts in Los Angeles County. And I have no disclosures. So first I'm going to give you some background information on our program, as well as Los Angeles County, then go into the methods and results of our context scan, and then discuss next steps. So through the Nutrition and Physical Activity Program at Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, we provide SNAP-Ed programming. So SNAP, as most of you know, is a USDA-funded food assistance program known in California as CalFresh. SNAP-Ed is a corresponding nutrition education and environmental support program that encourages low-income populations to eat healthy and be physically active. So together, these two programs work on improving food security and ultimately preventing chronic disease. So as Lauren previously stated, in 2010, through the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, SNAP-Ed became more of a comprehensive obesity prevention grant program called NEOP. So in addition to providing nutrition education services, SNAP-Ed now also includes corresponding policy systems and environmental changes, or PSEs, to increase the access and availability of healthy foods and opportunities for physical activity. In addition, local health departments now serve as lead local agencies implementing SNAP-Ed services through the NEOP grant. The map on the left shows the obesity prevalence in Los Angeles County. As you can see, there's a higher obesity prevalence in South Los Angeles, East Los Angeles, and Northeast Los Angeles. The map on the right shows the SNAP-Ed eligible locations in Los Angeles County, which is based on income levels in census tracts. As you can see, there's a lot of overlap between the obesity prevalence, the areas with higher obesity prevalence, and the areas that are SNAP-Ed eligible. And this overlap reinforces the need to target certain geographical areas in Los Angeles County. To provide you more context of Los Angeles, LA County is comprised of almost 10 million people. 48% are Hispanic, 29% are white, 9% are African American, and 14% are Asian. And then a little over 3.5 million are SNAP-Ed eligible. And of the 3.5 million, 64.2% are Hispanic. So I think these numbers just show that Los Angeles County has a very large target population and a need for culturally tailored programming. So to address these needs, Los Angeles County was awarded around $44 million over 4 years to implement SNAP-Ed services through the NEOP grant. We have 17 subcontracted agencies who deliver SNAP-Ed services in using numerous evidence-based strategies in a variety of institutional and organizational settings, like schools and faith-based settings. In addition, we have 3 internal programs that deliver SNAP-Ed services in work sites, early childhood locations, and retail settings. So to reiterate, all of our subcontracted agencies as well as internal programs deliver both nutrition education and PSE strategies. NEOP, like Lauren just mentioned, has 12 target strategies, and those are the ones listed above, like farm to school, farm to fork, healthy food and beverage policies, community gardens, and joint use agreements, just to name a few. So most of the PSEs that we implement through NEOP fall into one of these 12 strategies. So with the recent incorporation of PSE strategies, it generated a greater need to understand the reach and impact of our SNAP-Ed services, as well as the concurrent investments throughout Los Angeles County. So we developed a multi-tiered evaluation plan. On the individual level, we conducted intercept surveys at places where NEOP programming was taking place, like large grocery stores, small markets, and churches. And then I'm going to skip down to the population level. We augmented 2 large county surveys, the Los Angeles County Health Survey, as well as the WIC survey, with questions tailored towards a larger SNAP-Ed eligible audience. And then on the environmental level, which I will discuss today, we conducted a context scan where we inventoried all of the PSE and nutrition education programs and investments in Los Angeles County to better understand how NEOP fits into the larger obesity prevention landscape throughout Los Angeles County. So we partnered actually with Adlucem Consulting to conduct this context scan, and we compiled a 5-year profile of past and ongoing PSE efforts throughout Los Angeles County And then we developed a companion inventory where we created another profile for clinic and community-based nutrition education services. So this was kind of a first step for us, just raising our awareness of what's all out there in Los Angeles County for obesity prevention investments. And we're hoping this would help with program planning and allow us to be strategic in our investments. So there's two components of this context scan. One was the inventory database, and the other was key informant interviews, where we interviewed stakeholders who are currently involved with PSC and nutrition education efforts in Los Angeles County. So the purpose of the key informant interviews were to invite qualitative feedback from stakeholders about the coordination of PSC and nutrition education efforts in Los Angeles County. We conducted a total of 51 interviews between September and December of 2014. We interviewed professionals in academics, community-based organizations, faith-based organizations, funders, government agencies, and schools. So for time reasons, I just want to touch on a few of the key findings from the stakeholder interviews. A lot of the stakeholders mentioned strategies that they think need to be expanded or implemented throughout Los Angeles County. The most common mentioned PSC strategies included healthier retail and restaurant environments, physical activity strategies focused on increasing access to parks and safe spaces, and school-based strategies aimed at promoting school wellness and improving the school food environment. The most common nutrition education strategies included community-based education strategies using peer educators and hands-on nutrition education experiences like grocery store tours and cooking classes. A few other takeaways. Interviewees did not see duplication of strategies as a major concern, especially since there's such a high need in Los Angeles County. And even if there is duplication, it's just reinforcing the message that we're trying to get across. Although many interviewees stated a lack of awareness of others' work and the need for better communication between organizations. It was also commonly discussed the importance of linking the nutrition education to the PSC project, since the education component increases acceptance of the PSC and can serve as an entry point for community engagement. The last common theme was the need to facilitate cross-sector collaboration by working with diverse actors in different sectors. So on to the PSC nutrition education inventories. So we created this database where we house data on all the PSC and nutrition education efforts in Los Angeles County between 2010 and 2015. We inventoried a total of 111 PSC programs and 70 nutrition education programs. Data house in the inventory included things like the program's goals and objectives, their target geography, their target population, their budget, and their funder. And we used several methods to collect this information. We reviewed organizations' websites. We did a document review, as well as used information gleaned from the stakeholder interviews. So first for the PSE inventory, a total of 63 unique organizations implemented 111 of the PSE programs. A little over half of the PSE programs implemented a combination of policy, systems, and environmental changes, with environmental changes being the most common, but as you can see, not by much. A little under half of the programs just focused on nutrition, and a little over a third focused on both nutrition and physical activity. We also looked at the goal of the PSC program. The most common goal was to increase access to healthy food and beverages, followed by increased access to physical activity opportunities, and then decrease access to unhealthy food and beverages. Now, I do want to note, though, most of the programs had more than one goal. We also wanted to look at the target population of the PSC programs. Most programs did not identify target population characteristics like age, socioeconomic status, or ethnicity. Only 21 of the 70 nutrition edu- or of 21 of the 111 PSE programs explicitly identified a target age group, with families being the most common, and only 13 PSE programs explicitly identified a target ethnic group, with multiple ethnicities being the most common. And so, like I mentioned before, NEOP has 12 target strategies, and we wanted to determine the relationship between the PSEs in Los Angeles County to NEOP's 12 target strategies. So the largest proportion has been related to healthy food and beverage policies, followed by structured physical activity programs and healthy retail, like corner store conversions and market makeovers. Although breastfeeding and parks are not among the top 12 strategies, six PSE programs address increasing opportunities for breastfeeding, and 26 programs address increasing access to parks and safe spaces. I also wanted to mention that a majority of the 111 PSE programs implemented a combination of two or more of the NEOP's 12 strategies. So on to the nutrition education inventory. A total of 43 unique organizations implemented 70 of their nutrition education programs. 62 of the programs offered group classes, 27 of the 70 offered taste testing or cooking demonstrations, 20 offered one-on-one class coaching, 12 incorporated some type of community or school event, and then 10 utilized peer-to-peer educators. And then we also looked at the topic addressed in the nutrition education classes. And the most common topics included promoting healthy weight, followed by fruit and vegetable consumption, and food shopping or preparation. And then 43 of the nutrition education programs promoted and or incorporated physical activity. So more nutrition education programs identified a target population compared to PSE programs. A total of 47 nutrition education programs explicitly identified a target age group, with families being the most common, and 30 identified a target ethnic group, with Latino being the most common. In addition, 50 of the 70 nutrition education programs offered their services in Spanish. And the other thing we did with the nutrition education inventory was look at where the nutrition education services were offered. The most common settings were community centers, clinics, and schools. Nutrition education services though also were offered at churches, retail food environments, farmers markets, and work sites. So in addition to exploring the PSE nutrition education efforts in Los Angeles County as a whole, we also took a closer look at the investments occurring in two target communities, South Los Angeles and East Los Angeles. So there were more PSE programs that were targeted in South Los Angeles compared to East Los Angeles, 31 in South LA and 12 in East LA. And then there were 59 programs that were targeted in some other geographical area or were implemented countywide. There's a similar amount of nutrition education programs implemented in South LA and East LA. And then 34 programs were implemented in some other geographical area or countywide. So we also estimated the amount invested by geography. So just as a reminder, this is the amount going into this certain geographical area between 2010 and 2015. A little over $109 million was invested countywide or in some other geographical area. And this number does not include the programs that target South Los Angeles and East Los Angeles. $82.8 million was invested in South Los Angeles, $9.7 million was invested in East Los Angeles, and almost $8 million was invested in programs serving both South Los Angeles and East Los Angeles. We also looked at the investments by major funder. So First 5LA invested the most at $64.7 million. CDC invested $41.6 million. The California Endowment invested a little over $25 million. And Kaiser Permanente invested $5.7 million. And I also wanted to include NEOP as a reference. NEOP's budget during this time was around $44 million over 4 years. The major funders invested in a similar number of programs despite their varying investments. The major funders invested in between 13 and 22 PSC programs and 2 and 5 nutrition education programs. I also want to include NEOP as a comparison. During this time, we had 164 PSC programs and 7 nutrition education programs. I do want to mention, though, a lot of our PSC programs were smaller scale compared to a lot of the PSCs we inventoried in our database. And in addition, like Lauren stated, some of these PSC programs were in, you know, varying levels of implementation, so this isn't necessarily a fair comparison. But I wanted to include it just to give you that information. So onto data limitations. We do not claim to present an exhaustive picture of PSC and nutrition programs and investments. We know we didn't capture all of the PSC programs and nutrition education programs in Los Angeles County, but we do think it provides a pretty good snapshot of currently what's going on in Los Angeles County. Also, many of the programs, understandably, did not want to give us their budget information. Budget information was available for 82 of the 111 PSC programs and 23 of the 70 nutrition education programs. So together with Adlusum Consulting, we developed a few key takeaways from both the inventories and interviews. So in order to improve coordination among community partners and deepen the impact, we at LA County DPH need to prioritize specific nutrition education and PSC strategies such as healthy retail and school environments, increase access to parks, and peer-to-peer education with hands-on learning opportunities. Another key takeaway was the importance of linking the nutrition education to the PSC component to increase effectiveness. We at LA County Department of Public Health can play a key role by establishing best practices or case studies based upon the NEOP experience. And then finally, LA County Department of Public Health can play a role in facilitating collaboration across sectors and from within. So for the next steps, as time goes on, I think it's important we continually track and monitor the inventory database. In addition, institute a regular self-assessment process to invite qualitative feedback and guidance from community partners regarding the coordination of PSC and nutrition education programs for obesity prevention. We are just beginning to kind of really take a look at this data for program planning purposes. This was really just a first step for us of, you know, increasing our awareness and understanding of what's all out there in Los Angeles County in regards to obesity prevention efforts. But to give you a little bit more detail, we are going to be using this data for simulation modeling to capture the complex dynamics of the relationships and interactions between NEOP and other local obesity prevention efforts. The results can help us determine the effectiveness of the strategies and guide planning for future activities or modification of current interventions. And I really want to thank Adlusum Consulting, who, again, we partnered with on this project, as well as the NEOP team and research and evaluation team from Los Angeles County. And my information is listed. So thank you.